This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we're having these situations with Slender Man at 3 o'clock in the morning, which is better than trying to call the president at 3 o'clock in the morning, because he might be watching something on cable TV. But the issue here is, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're in a dream state, why assume it's anything more than a dream, Nick?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. And you know, I don't dispute that some cases, you know, if you dream about it, we all had a dream about something one night when it's happened, something's happened in the day. So sometimes a dream is just a dream. There's no doubt about that. But when you have things like prophetic dreams, astral travel, I think there's more to it. Now, as far as your question's concerned, I mean, it's a legitimate question. What I would say is, why is it so many kids, teenagers, have these very vivid dreams and nightmares about the Slender Man, but you're not getting the same thing about Bigfoot or the Black Eyed Children? Even the Black Eyed Children are kind of similar in some respects to the Slender Man. You know, he's pale and they try and find a way to the house and wear these black clothes and they're sort of creepy. Even those phenomena don't inspire all that sort of terror and fear and paranoia. You know, when you have cases of people waking up at, say, 2 or 3 a.m., which is a classic time for people waking up and having paranormal experiences like sleep paralysis and seeing strange entities at the end of the bed. You know, you can find those stories going back to stories of, like, Lilith thousands of years ago, like a predatory creature. And today you've got things like the old hag in Newfoundland, which are very similar. So either you view this as like a glitch of the mind, or when you're in that deep, very deep sleep state, you're able to interact with something which can also interact with you. Granted, part of this is going to be down to personal perspectives as to whether you view it as paranormal or not. I've actually had a couple of those weird experiences like sleep paralysis. And, you know, I've spoken to enough friends who've had them, which leads me to believe there is sort of an external component which can interact in our dream state, which is a highly controversial thing to claim, that paranormal entities can get into our dreams and manipulate them, which is not unlike the image in the Matrix movies where we actually really are all fast asleep. And, you know, you have the Matrix manipulating our dream state, if you like, to make it look like something far more like the reality that we do live in, or we hope we live in. You know. But, yeah, I mean, I cannot actually dispute what you said, Gene. You know, how do we know that some of these aren't dreams? Well, some of them maybe. You know, I'm not sort of dogmatically saying they're all this or that, because that would be unfair and it would also be wrong. But I do think there's enough data to suggest there is something weirder going on. It's not just this or that.
Well, let's look more into the determinant here about separating the dream state from the reality. I was just considering here where somehow people are forced or encouraged or enabled to do things they aren't aware about, like they're being controlled by these creatures.
We've all already talked about, you know, the two girls in Waukesha. They firmly believe they had to do this in the name of the Slender Man. I mean, that's a fact. It's not that this was something they had this sort of vague idea, well, we should do this. No, it was like, you know, this has to be done in the name of him. I mean, I'll give you another example. Only 1 week after the attack on Peyton Luebner, when she was stabbed 19 times in Waukesha, there was another attack in Hamilton County, Ohio, where a young girl attacked her mother. Fortunately, her mother survived. But when the police checked into it, they found that she had a heavy obsession with the Slender Man. There was another case in Pasco, Florida. This was just 3 months after the one in Hamilton County, where a young girl burned the house down and nearly killed a mother and a brother, but luckily they managed to escape. And she too had this journal where she was an obsession with the Slender Man. But certainly the most sort of tragic one and deadly one, which went in some respects sort of far more dangerous than the attack in Waukesha in 2014. One which actually, in May 2014, there was one month later in June 2014 in Las Vegas, involved a married couple, Jared and Amanda Miller. And they shot dead two cops and a man in Walmart and went on this shooting spree around Vegas. Both of them were absolutely obsessed with two fictional entities, one being the Slender Man and the other one being the Joker from the DC comics. As far as his wife was concerned, Amanda, I mean, she had her own obsessions as well, also from DC comics. And, you know, you had this situation where you have people who, some people say, well, you know, it may just be just mental illness, but why does it just keep happening, you know, in relation to things like the Slender Man? And as I said, Jared Miller's wife, you know, she was obsessed with the Harlequin character, like a super villainess from DC Comics. They were also interested in the whole angle of thought forms and cosplay particularly. Now, if you put those two issues together, cosplay and thought forms, that's sort of like lighting the dynamite for creating a thought form.
Well, there's a lot of people creating that thought form, and they like to post their videos about that thought form. If you go to YouTube and you do a search query on Slenderman, it's all over the place. Have you looked at these? I mean, they're fascinating.
Own entire phenomenon. I mean, if you just type the word Slender Man as one word into Google, there's more than 7 million results.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're talking about something that is not just an interest. It is a massive phenomenon. I'll give you one kind of disturbing and sort of slightly creepy story. One of the people I interviewed for the book, it was Olaf Phillips, who runs and publishes Paranoia magazine, which is a newsstand magazine. And I interviewed Olaf because he told me how he had an interest in the Slender Man phenomenon, and they actually devoted one issue of the magazine to the Slender Man. And Olaf had a really interesting story to tell me about his young son. This is when his son was pre-teen era, sort of 8 or 9. So we're going back to sort of not long after the phenomenon was created. And Olaf happened to say to his son, you know, have you heard of this thing called the Slender Man? And he said his son kind of looked at him and stared and went really quiet and then said, well, why are you asking? He said, well, you know, we're having a couple of articles in the next magazine and interested to children and, you know, get children into all this. And have you heard of it? And his son finally said, well, yes, we all know about it at school. We all talk about it. We all focus on it. We're thinking about it, but we don't tell the parents. We don't tell the grown-ups, the old people.
Now, that terrifies me because I've got a son in the other room who's 15 years old. And when I'm done with the show, I'm going to walk over there and I'm going to ask him about this.
What Olaf told me from there, he said, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, we're all into it, but it's our thing. It's not for the adults. And Olaf told me, and again, I interviewed him for the book, the entire interview with him is in the book. He said he came to realize that in his son's own class, in his own school, everybody, all the friends, they were all focusing on the Slender Man and talking about him, thinking about him and writing stuff about him. And yet they were successfully able to keep it from the teachers and the parents. And it was only when Olaf himself brought it up that he began to realize that there was undercurrent of this phenomenon being discussed. And none of the old guys, so to speak, as he worded it, knew anything about it. And this made Olaf think, well, this is my son's school. What about the school down the road? What about the school in the next county or in the schools in the next states, the next countries, the next continents? And he realized that there was this sort of silent going under the radar, so to speak, of all these kids obsessed with this and nobody knowing about it other than the kids themselves.
Wow, that's that's a real conspiracy right there. And that's a Lord of the Flies type of conspiracy. I mean, if you know what I mean.
You know what I mean? I think we're going to take a break and then do the final third of the show. With Michael Allen, our guest co-host, Nick Redfern, we're doing the Slender Man Mysteries. I was thinking we can call the book the Slender Man Chronicles.
The Slender Man Prophecies.
I guess it could have been Slenderman prophecies. Probably would have been a little bit too close to the Mothman prophecies, but people right. would probably give a bunch of crap for that, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Quite deserved, I know. Okay, gotta break it. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have to tell Nick at the beginning whether the bumper is going to be long or short. If I say long next time, he's going to give us a 12-minute.
All right.
Bumper, the problem with that is, of course, that's longer than a normal segment for the show.
I actually think that he'll run out of breath at a certain point. We could test him on that.
No, he's of another planet, so it doesn't matter.
Which one? Zeta Reticuli? I mean, one of the Zeta Reticuli?
The planet thought form.
Oh, the planet thought form? Is that the one that's going to hit the Earth on the April 23rd or something like that? Was it the end of the world when Planet X is supposed to slam into the Earth?
Possibly.
Yeah, I read that in an article. I thought it was like, whoa. It's like, oh, how many times have we heard the end of the world is nigh?
Yeah, too many.
Is this a worldwide phenomenon, Slender Man?
No, it's everywhere. I mean, I mentioned very briefly earlier that in Germany have their own equivalent called Der Grossmann, which is like a tall, skinny creature, which has actually been quite deeply embedded into the fictional Slender Man phenomenon of today. Now, I also interviewed a guy for the book who actually lives in England and had an encounter with a Slender Man type entity in 2001. And he told me how, now, I mean, bear in mind, he told the story to me in 2005. And so this was 4 years before the Slender Man phenomenon was created. But he had seen this strange creature in an area of forest in central England called the Cannock Chase, which actually has a long history of paranormal activity attached to it. But he said he saw this sort of 7 to 9 foot tall, spindly creature with arms down to its knees, very skinny. And he said the face was like weirdly, you couldn't distinguish it properly. It was almost like it was, imagine like a face moving really, really quickly, but so quickly that it was just a blur. You know, he related this story to me. I still have his original email from you know, the mid-2000s on file, you know, where I can prove that he told all this story 4 years before the Slender Man story was even on anybody's radar. So, you know, we've got Germany, we've got the UK, and it's not just Western cultures. You know, as I said earlier, Native American lore, they have a creature called Walking Sam, which, again, is a tall, skinny figure that wears a hat. And he's kind of vaguely like a Man in Black type character. And he's also dangerous to children. Again, you can find these things all around the world, but they have their own names in their own little towns and villages and their own cultures, you know, like the Pied Piper in Germany. You put all these issues together, then, yes, you can make a good case that the Slender Man is just about everywhere, and may well, in some form, have existed before it became known by its most visible and famous or infamous name today, the Slender Man. There's good evidence that it was pre-existing, but subconsciously it was sort of brought or even willed, if you like, into the modern era.
Well, and I have something to add to that. I don't know if you've ever read Robert Jordan, The Wheel of Time. It's a massive, he's considered like the Tolkien of the modern age. He wrote a 13-volume book, The Wheel of Time, and there is this being called a Murdral, which has no eyes, and that's just about as close to a non-face as you can get. They're spindly-looking beings. I mean, they don't have tentacles. They're eyeless, but they can see kind of that whole aspect of them, and then being dark and extremely quick, strong, and they're also called, by the way, gray men in some instances, which is really interesting. But I mean, even in the, you know, modern mythology, you know, the Wheel of Time, you know, fantasy, you see the instances of what I would consider, at least from the faceless point of view. If you have no eyes, you might as well have no face. They can see with perfect clarity, but their appearance never varies, and they're always male. They're identical in features, and Bill's always described as that of a tall man and very thin. So it's very interesting, you know, something that you might be interested in if you've never read The Wheel of Time. That this being is a massive player in that story, that epic. It's a very, I think that you're right. There's something very primordial about it. And I think that people need to study it more, get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, and I think one of the problems, of course, is that for so many, you know, people just perceive it as a fictional creation, which has sort of disturbed the minds of a number of people who've then become, you know, sort of infamous in the media and so forth. When you look into it deeper and you speak to the witnesses who actually haven't gone on the record, but, you know, swear they've seen this thing, this entity, it really is difficult, you know, to suggest that it is just psychological, you know, and it does create sort of a creepy vibe. I mean, you know, you mentioned these sort of, you know, these creepy creatures you just talked about without eyes. Well, I mean, a perfect example of similarity, a 2007 movie, which you may have seen, Pan's Labyrinth. Now, Pan's Labyrinth is sort of like, it's like an adult version of a Harry Potter movie. It involves this young girl, Ophelia, in Spain in the Second World War, who descends into this state where she lives with these, in her dreams, if you like, with these sort of strange magical entities, kind of straight out of a Harry Potter movie or novel. But you're never really sure if she's actually accessed a real magical world or if it's just her mind disintegrating and trying to find a way to, you know, cushion the trauma of the war. But what's interesting that in Pan's Labyrinth, you have this character known as the Pale Man who has no eyes, and his eyes are actually in his palm of his hands. Now, what's particularly interesting is that the guy who played the Pale Man in Pan's Labyrinth is an actor named Doug Jones, and Doug Jones just happened to be the man who played the Slender Man type character in the 2015 movie called Always Watching, which is basically based around the Slender Man. So again, you have these sort of weird synchronicities, you know, that kind of tie in with what you've just said about these faceless entities and making the link with Pan's Labyrinth, which leads directly to a movie linked to the Slender Man.
Did you say Pale?
Pale, P-A-L-E, yeah, Pale.
Yeah, because that's exactly what I mean. You know, I'm looking at an image right now, and that's exactly what they are. They are not human, but they're close enough to being human to be something that's recognizable. Yeah. And I think that is a very significant point that people need to look at. I mean, yeah, that's really, yeah, it's that goes beyond synchronicity.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, it's a matter of sort of looking for the threads, I think, more than anything else. But of course, you know, I think a lot of people just aren't looking into the paranormal angle. I mean, certainly, you know, when the two girls were in court, you know, you had psychologists and psychiatrists talking about this and that. Very few people really have touched on the potential paranormal aspect of all this. And, you know, I think it's an area that should be touched on more.
Got to touch this announcement. Okay. Then we'll get back with Nick and Michael. And you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
That is the worst singing I've ever heard. Nick?
Would you like to close? It's a really, really long one.
The spontaneity.
Yes, the spontaneity.
For me, you know, when you put all these different threads together, like, for example, you know, in Waukesha where the girls launched the attack, but then you find there was a similar case in 21, there was a similar case in 1995, and then you find, you know, people have seen the Slender Man on the internet, you know, as if coming to life or in the middle of the night. Yeah, why is it that this isn't happening with a lot of other strange phenomena? And some it does, you know, but there are certain other ones it doesn't. Why is it that people are getting so obsessed with it? Why does the obsession keep ending in tragedy and death and disaster? How is it that the obsession developed so quickly? And I think, you know, it's important to go back and look at the parallels with things like chaos magic.
I heard the dog. No, it's fascinating. I mean, you know, when you see this stuff, I have to say, I'm going to have a really long talk with my son if he knows.
What?
We're hearing the dietary requirements of his dog right now. It's omega-3 for one of the dogs that probably needs omega-3, and then the other dog doesn't need them. At least that's what I think. Is my interpretation correct, Gene?
We're just going to pretend that didn't go on and go ahead, please.
Give him a nice steak. He'll probably like that.
Yeah. Then I'll have omega-3 if you burn it enough. What was I talking about? What was I talking about again?
Well, basically, we were just talking about putting all the threads together, you know, as to how, why all this, I think, is a valid scenario that fiction has become reality and the reality has become self-aware and independent. And now, and that's when it becomes dangerous. And that's the position we're in right now, I think.
Well, I think I've really enjoyed our talk, by the way. I like your approach, Nick. I wish I'd read more of your books, and I haven't, and I need to. and by more, I mean more than zero, is that you sound like a person who likes to just, who collects the stories and tries to connect the dots and make sense out of it. But you, you let the reader decide on what they need to think. You, you give your opinion when it, when it's necessary or you feel like it. But I really have, I've enjoyed this discussion. This has been a very fascinating talk.
Let's continue with this here.
Well, no, I mean, I mean, what was just said is actually correct. You know, what I do is I dig as deeply as I can into the mystery, whichever one it is, you know, Slenderman, Roswell, whatever, and present for the reader the data that I've found and uncovered, and present also the data which I think pushes it down the path that I think is the right one. But I just don't think it's the responsible thing to do to demand that people accept my theory as the correct one, because, you know, the U in UFO still stands for unidentified, and the paranormal, still called the paranormal, because we don't really know, it's not normal, we don't know what it is. So it's irresponsible to demand that people go along with what you say. Although I think it's right to share what you found, and also right to share your theories, but don't, you know, make it, like I said earlier, like some crazy guy on the pulpit demanding you accept this or else you're going to burn in hell, and he knows that for sure. Well, the fact is, he doesn't know that for sure, and I don't know for sure what happened at Roswell, but I can offer my theories as to what I think came down, and I think that's, and that kind of paralleling with Slenderman, that's the best thing you can do, you know, if you want to stay true and honest to your own
approach. Well, I mean, if you collect the stories and you pull them together and you tie them back to ancient, you know, the ancient stories, the things, the memes that, but we can call them archetypes, we can call them memes, but they're really the same thing. They dwell within the subconscious of the human mind, and then they sublimate somehow. You know, a good, honest, objective study, I think, is what is needed, and I think you've fulfilled that requirement. I mean, and this is coming from somebody who hasn't read your books, but I've listened to you talk, and I have to say that's a very good thing. I like that. Okay. I personally have the same feeling. I have no idea, you know, in every single incident that I've ever read, I have no idea what it is. I read different theories on what's going on, and I read stuff, but, you know, people give their opinions, but you know what's most important to me is the story and how the lines connect, and maybe perhaps we just haven't looked at it in the way that we should be. You know, in other words, we haven't seen it we haven't looked at it in that way that needs to be looked at in order for us to make sense out of all of this. And, you know, props to you, man. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, thanks. You know, I mean, I do what I could do, you know, and when we don't have answers, I say we don't have answers. You know, try not to speculate too much. You know, a bit of speculation's good, but try just to go with what the data is, you know, whether it's limited or not. And at the end of the day, that really is all we can do, unless you want to just wildly speculate, but then that it just comes across as wild speculation.
You know, yeah, I saw an article here, that a very small article at your blog, that kind of struck me. And I think we've certainly acquainted our listeners here with Slender Man. And I recommend the book because anything Nick writes is just well written. And this is a breezy read. The Slender Man Mysteries and Internet Urban Legend Comes to Life. But this struck me here. And it was something you wrote on February 22nd. It's been a while since we've had you on the Paracast. If Roswell should fall. Now, I think to a number of people here, Roswell fell a long time ago.
I think UFO event, anyway.
Well, and to be honest, I mean, Roswell is so far back in history, who knows? I mean, what is the correct answer to Roswell?
Well, I call it like a ufological Jack the Ripper, you know, where you've got dozens of different theories, or a lot of different theories, but it's so far gone, everybody's dead, and you're left with, well, I think it was this, I think it was that, no, she thinks this, and that's where we're at. It's become like a UFO version of Jack the Ripper, you know.
Well, you left with the high priest, Stanton Friedman himself, who will tell you the whole story, and you either accept it or you reject it. I mean, yeah. I like Stanton Friedman, and I like the work that he's done, but in all honesty, there's, you know, the Roswell story's got so much holes in it, shot through it, and I like his thesis, by the way.
Let Nick finish. All right, go ahead.
I saw Stan actually last weekend. This weekend just gone. We get on fine. We had a good laugh and a joke. We just disagree on what happened at Roswell. But I think, you know, Slender Man, Roswell, whatever it is, just keep looking. You know, that's all we can really do. And hopefully we'll get the answers one day.
Well, the problem you see with Roswell is that it's so old. There's nobody alive to talk to unless they're really, really old. Maybe there's somebody out there 103 years old who can tell us about Roswell. They were there. But we get stuff like this, and it just gets a life of its own, and nothing changes. Just like with Stanton Friedman, and what Nick is talking about here is Stan is on his final lecture tour. He's going to take it easy, enjoy his life and everything like that. So when we talk about this, we've got this endless story, and we either repeat the same old memes, as Stan does, or we try to find some basis to either give it some sort of category or be done with it. And I kind of go with the idea that Roswell involves something that might have been a little bit strange or something that we're not sure about, but at this point, we'll never solve it. Got more to come. One more segment. I'll allow this to happen. Nick, Gene, and Michael, you're in
the
Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, RockoIds.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
It's dueling Paracast, ladies and gentlemen. Nick and Michael are fighting amongst each other to see who can do the best Paracast. We should mention here, Michael also plays piano, although he got burned out a few years ago. I think he had hot keys.
Hotkeys? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Sorry. Oh, hotkeys. Oh, got it. Never mind. Just got it.
Okay, hotkeys. There we go. The thing I wonder about, Nick, is we hear these stories in the UFO field, and sometimes we just see stuff that you debunk so well, and it just comes back, and it comes back, and it becomes like, as our old friend Paul Kimball said, like Dracula, drive a stake through Aztec and just keeps coming back. Drive a stake through Roswell. It keeps coming back. Drive a stake through a UFO researcher, you know, figuratively, not literally. You expose them as being fakers, that they did not get doctorates at MIT, and they come back as if nothing ever happened. Nick, how do we deal with stuff like that if we're just revisiting the past over and over again? And some people live in the past.
Yeah, the problem is we shouldn't be. What we should do, unfortunately, there are a lot of people in ufology who want Roswell to be this or they want Roswell to be that. Well, my view is we should take just a totally impartial view. You know, it's kind of like in ufology and cryptozoology, just about every other ology, you've got believers, skeptics, debunkers. Well, what's wrong with just having someone who looks at a case with no agenda at all? And that's what I try and do. You know, I try and look at everything from a totally open perspective. You know, I have no need to push this agenda for Slender Man any more than I have any need to push an agenda for Roswell. I think all of us should just go and see where the evidence leads. And if it goes somewhere you like, that's great. If it upholds your view that Roswell really was alien, that's great. If the data pushes you down a different path, say with some sort of military experiment, and you hate it, and you don't want it to believe that, but if you're honest enough to admit to yourself, well, I think it was, then that, I think, is the way we should be doing the research, not just, you know, it's what Greg Bishop calls UFO porn. In other words, giving people exciting stories instead of giving them hard facts.
Well, I'd like to have a few hard facts, but what could we do with them? It's like reading the same report or a similar report of a UFO sighting. And I'll mention, of course, MUFON. And you read the same sighting 400 times, and my God, it's enough.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's like how many times can we not just write about Roswell, but say, for example, the Cash Landrum case or, you know, the McMinnville photograph. Is it real or is it a car wheel or whatever? There's far more debate than there is answers coming forward. Part of it is just due to the fact that people want their belief systems upheld, and when they get questioned, they put out another book explaining why it's all correct, you know, that kind of thing. So that says more about people because you can than it does about ufology, because you get the same arguments about a different topic, but the design of the arguments is just the same in ghost hunting or Bigfoot seeking or, you know, people who go looking for Mothman or people who want to try and solve the Kennedy assassination. It's all exactly the same approach. You know, well, I believe this. Well, he believes that. She believes that. And another book comes out with another theory, or another book upholds a different, you know, an earlier theory. It's not something that is basically sort of driven around ufology. It revolves around every single mystery that's ever been investigated, really, you know, apart from the ones that have been solved.
Yeah, but the thing we also have to consider here is any of this solvable? Are we going to solve Slender Man? We're going to wake up one day and, that's it. Cool. So Roswell will wake up one day. That's cool.
Well, in terms of Roswell, Roswell could actually be solved if the old files still exist and one day they surface. Regardless of what happened at Roswell, whether it was a UFO crash with dead aliens or it was some sort of bizarre and disturbing military experiment, you know, using human test subjects or something like that, whatever the answer is, somewhere those files are still tucked away. And so there's a potential one day that we could solve it if, say, those files were released either deliberately or, you know, accidentally or in kind of like a ufological Edward Snowden, you know, something that was totally unforeseen. When it comes to, you know, solving it, that could be solved if that happened. I guess the only way you could prove something like the Slender Man is to sort of initiate similar experiments to try and create thought forms of other entities.
Well, I think you've already proven it.
But not to tell anybody. Keep it totally quiet and then see if people start seeing that entity that you took from fiction to fact. But, you know, it's a small group of people that are focusing on it. They agree not to tell anyone. And then if suddenly a tulpa version of some famous creature from the world of fiction suddenly starts to be seen, then at least you can make some degree of a case that this can be achieved, you know.
I think what you're saying, you know, I can give you a personal experience that where there was something that I didn't believe existed until somebody told me in the context of religion. I joined a religion for a while, and I'm not going to name what it is, but
we know it's not Scientology, I hope.
No, it's not, and I'm not going to name what it is because I don't want to name it. But being called a mokel, which is a bright flash of brief light that would appear, my wife would tell me about it and say, these are the things that they come out, and they're called mokels. After she told me about them, I saw them everywhere. It was really weird. By the way, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in anything. At least now I don't. But I remember believing in it, and I remember looking in the dark spaces when I was falling asleep and seeing one out of the corner of my eye. And I will tell you, there is something to that. You know, when you believe in something and when you put your mind on an entity, an experience or phenomenon, you imagine it in your head, you will manifest it out in the physical realm. And that is a very, very disturbing experience. And I've had that many times. Gene, I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, but this is one of my non sequiturs that I've talked about, is that I just simply did not have an explanation for it, but it was there and I would see it. And it's a bright flash of light. And I asked my wife, I said, what is that? She goes, oh, that's an angel that's looking out for you. Well, of course, you know me, I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
Nick Redfern, tell our listeners where we can find more of the great stuff you do.
Well, my blog is World of Whatever, nickredfern40an.blogspot.com, or you can find me at Facebook. There's several Nick Redferns, but you'll scroll down, you'll see me. Nick Redfern UFO, that's my Twitter account. And all the books you can get off Amazon, and most of them off the shelves in Barnes & Noble as well.
Sounds great, terrific to me. You can find us on Twitter if you look for The Paracast. Got to have that The. Okay? The Paracast. Two, Facebook fan clubs. One's a group, one's a community. And I wonder if I should keep the Facebook thing going after listening to Mark Zuckerberg testify before Congress. And every other question he says, I'll have my team get back to you. Well, folks, I'm not too impressed with Facebook anymore, so I have to consider my options. We also want you to consider this option. It's called the Paracast Plus. What's the Paracast Plus? Very simple. It's a way to get this show with better quality audio. So we give automatically Michael Allen a better microphone.
Yeah, we need one. I guess I need a better one. I need something. What did you call it? I don't remember. Product placement. Never mind. I remember.
Look at the Yeti blackout microphone that's available at GameSpot. I'm serious. I sent him a link. It's $99, and that's cheaper than buying a Yeti, a Blue Yeti, which is one of the best mics out there. Any case, okay. We're not doing free ads or product placements here. We're doing Paracast Plus. We also give you the After the Paracast podcast. And to get all these goodies, you just go check plus.theparacast.com. Plus.theparacast.com gives you all the information on signing up. Prices start just $1.49 a week. But if you go for a lifetime or five-year membership, we got free stuff. You want free stuff? As the politicians say, free stuff, we give it to you. Nick Redfern, always fun talking to you, and your Paracast bumpers are outstanding as usual. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
All right, thanks, guys.
It's been a pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.